Good morning, new Cornelians, family, friends, distinguished guests, and orientation volunteers. My name is Corey Letcher, and I am the co-chair for the 2011 Orientation Steering Committee. I'm a rising senior in the College of Engineering, majoring in chemical engineering. We'd personally like to welcome you to Cornell and beautiful Ithaca. I hope the move-in process went well, and would like for you to join us in giving a warm round of applause for more than 400 orientation volunteers who, by our calculations, lifted 15,000 boxes, 3,700 alarm clocks, 3,700 iPods, and roughly 25,000 pairs of shoes. I would also like to ask you to join us in recognizing the university officials who are here with us this morning. Please hold your applause until the end. Andrew H. Bass, Associate Vice Provost for Research. Catherine J. Bohr, Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Laura Brown, Vice Provost for Undergraduate Education. Lance R. Collins, Dean of the College of Engineering. William E. Fry, Dean of Faculty. Kent Fox, Provost. Carol Grumbach, Associate Dean of Students. Nelson G. Harston, Faculty Trustee. Kent L. Hubble, Dean of Students. Michael D. Johnson, Dean of the School of Hotel Administration. Sarah H. Jones, Assistant Dean of Students. Barbara Newth, Vice Provost and Dean of the Graduate School. G. Peter LaPage, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. Alan D. Matthews, Dean of Human Ecology. Mary G. Opperman, Vice President for Human Resources. Charlie Fligger, Vice President for Alumni Affairs and Development. And finally, David J. Scorton, President. I would also like to introduce the university trustees who are with us this morning. Robert Abrams, Trustee Emeritus, and Carolyn C. Newman, also a Trustee Emeritus. We also have our student-elected trustees, Alex Borez and Derek Evanson. We also have the President of the Student Assembly, Natalie Rapps. In addition, I would like to acknowledge the members of the 2011 Orientation Steering Committee. They are also sitting on the stage. They have been working since last September to make much of this coming Orientation Week a reality. Hannah Milliken, Larry Bardroff, Evie Demi, Alyssa Dixon, Joelle Jock, Stephanie Lee, Emily Pramer, Sarah Rahman, Rachel Story, Stephen Strank, Michael Sugihara, Leonard Vasquez, and Valencia Washington. Welcome again to Ithaca. Yesterday marked the beginning of what is supposed to be the best 4 years of your life. In high school, you experienced numerous AP exams, played on various sports teams, sang or performed in a variety of choral and orchestra performances, and acted in a multitude of plays. That displays the diversity of this year's incoming class. All of you have worked hard for 4 years and have been rewarded by your acceptance to Cornell University. Congratulations. It is not just you who has been rewarded, however. Cornell and every Cornellian has the opportunity to learn and grow from having known you. It is up to you, though, to make your mark. I said earlier that yesterday marked the beginning of the best 4 years of your life, but that is only true if you make the next 4 years the best that they can be. College offers a plethora of opportunities that you would never otherwise experience. Where else can you take scuba diving class, meet people from every U.S. state, become best friends with an international student, and even purchase buffalo meat at the Ithaca Farmers Market? In addition to these great opportunities, I strongly believe that every college student should utilize their college experience to its fullest. Take this time to try new things, things you would never think possible. Test your boundaries and find some new ones, and take full advantage of what Cornell can offer you. Take this glorious opportunity to discover yourself, define your values, and see how you can change the world around you for the better. While you are at Cornell, find your niche and thrive. There is a place for each of you on this campus, and if you are having trouble finding it, you can create it yourself. While it is important to explore all that Cornell has to offer and make a difference in the community, it is equally important to balance your life and not get stretched too thin. The Cornell community is a strong one, and regardless of your background or circumstances, there are people here that care about you and will be a valuable resource to you. Care for yourself and care for others, and the community will only grow stronger. I know Cornell might seem like a daunting place, but you all have the tools that you need to succeed here. Success is multifaceted and is not limited to the classroom. I personally feel like I've learned more outside of the classroom than in it, and these lessons, combined with what you can learn in class, make you a more well-rounded person. The messages I would like to impart on you all as you start your Cornell journey are these. 1, join a club. This will help you meet new people and explore leadership opportunities and personal development areas of your education. This is also the best way to make a difference on campus. Find a club that focuses on what you're passionate about and get really involved. 2, get some sleep. I know this sounds like a no-brainer, but this is college. There's a lot of work, and there are a lot of distractions. And somewhere in there, you need to find sleep. So pencil it into your schedule. 3, have fun. I would put this earlier in my list, like number 1 or number 2, but I figured since this is an Ivy League institution, I should try to convince you to try hard. My last piece of advice is to work hard. Nothing in life comes easy, and if it does, you will not appreciate it as much if you did not work for it. So put in 100% and reap the benefits. Good luck to you all as you embark on a new 4-year journey. And parents, do not worry too much. Your students are in good hands. Thank you. Now please join me in welcoming the Student Assembly President, Natalie Rapps.
Hello, my name is Natalie Rapps, and I would first like to welcome students and their families to Cornell University. While we all just met, I must admit to the fact that I'm quite jealous of the new students sitting here today in Chocolate Field. No, it's not just the fact that you're meeting some of your closest friends through icebreakers right now, or experiencing Cornell dining for the first time. But from what any Cornell or college graduate will tell you, what you are about to embark on is going to be one of the most rewarding academic and personal experiences of your life. I am honored to be speaking to you all today as the president of the Student Assembly, Cornell's undergraduate student government. As the president of the Student Assembly, I get to interact with students and represent their voice while working with the administration and faculty to bring about needed changes. I also have the honor of working with a diverse group of students and a group of students that you too will get to interact with in your next 4 years here. What has made my time at Cornell so special, and why I wish my engineering friends had already figured out the secrets of time travel, is that Cornell offers such a diverse range of opportunities to all students. Because of this, it's hard not to become passionate about something during your time here and to find students that are just as passionate about the subject as you are. To quote the famous German poet Christian Hebel, "Nothing great in the world has ever been accomplished without passion." If there is one piece of advice I can offer to you all here today, it is to find an interest and pick your passion. Even as a senior, I have only experienced a fraction of what Cornell has to offer. I remember my own freshman year wondering whether I was going to get involved with the enthusiastic and chalk-crazy Big Red Band or a business, food, or sustainability club. I tried out literally everything. I'm sure by the end of orientation week, I practically had the new student orientation manual memorized. It still surprised me when I tried things like Ultimate Frisbee and then eventually finding student government that I was immediately accepted into all of these organizations and given time to decide what was right for me. I urge you all to find something that you're interested in and to become involved. One of the many reasons why I love Cornell is that you can always find something new and interesting to do here, no matter what year you are. You may or may not have discovered your passion yet, but that is exactly what these next 4 years are for. Instead, try new waters, explore uncharted interests. You never know what will surprise you and potentially become what you value most about college. There is so much to do outside of the classroom that you sometimes forget. You are now attending an institution with some of the best professors, researchers, and academic visionaries in the country and the world. Take advantage of this, but also open yourself up to chance. With about 14,000 undergraduates, no matter how overwhelming moving in, saying goodbye, or walking to your first class may seem, there is a place for you here. At first, I questioned my own place within this university, but throughout these few and too fast years, I have found classes and professors where I have learned more than I ever thought possible. That was a good save. I have joined a sisterhood and met some of my best friends. I've helped bridge communities through my work in student government, as well as interacted with thousands of visitors by working as a tour guide. I have explored countries as my friends learned new languages, brought relief to impoverished countries, and came back to the patio of College Town Bagels to share all their worldly experiences. I'd like to call our university the metropolis on the hill because of the great resources it provides. The open minds, innovations, constant streams of culture, but also the homey feel of Ithaca. This is a place where getting involved in the community has you volunteering downtown at the Dryden Community Center or tutoring underprivileged children. This is a place where going to the farmer's market means counting on seeing a few Cornell sweatshirts or saying hello to your favorite professor at Wegmans. Look around at your new community and the passion that is surrounding you. To your right and left are the architects that will be designing the buildings of the future, the engineers that will help solve this world's global energy problems, ILR students who will make sure all Americans have a fair living wage, agricultural students that will help cure diseases, arts undergraduates who will write this generation's great works, human ecology students that will create the most innovative fashions, and hotelies that will bring Cornell's service and hospitality to regions all around the globe. Please, whatever path you travel down, know that not only is Cornell University here to help better yourself, but we are a community here to help better each other. Do not be afraid to ask for help or rely on others. I'm excited to see how each of you uses this precious time to bring a new definition to what it means to be a Cornellian. And in the true politician way, please excuse me while I take a moment to plug the Student Assembly. For those interested in getting involved and not yet knowing what to do, this fall, the Student Assembly has 4 open undergraduate freshman representative seats, as well as a transfer representative seat open for your participation. Albert Einstein once said, "I have no special talents, I am only passionately curious." Now, while it is a Cornell commonality to have many special talents, Einstein does hit the nail on the head. Cornell chose you, and you chose Cornell. Pick your passion, make a difference, and make your mark. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, and please email me at any time. Good luck with the rest of your orientation, and once again, congratulations. I would now like to introduce the student trustee, Derek Evanson.
I have 4 minutes. 4 minutes to quell nervousness, instigate excitement, and reassure parents that their children are in the right place. 4 minutes to offer advice that will set you on the road to joining our 225,000 living alumni. 4 minutes to highlight the resources, opportunities, and friendships you will discover in this magnificent place. In 4 minutes, I cannot begin to conjecture about how you will be challenged over the next 4 years. I cannot guess the nature of your triumphs, successes, and failures from which you will learn. I cannot tell you which of your worldviews will be strengthened by your time here, and which of your beliefs will be radically altered. What I can tell you in these 3 minutes, is why I know you'll thrive at Cornell. Everyone who is fortunate enough to find his or her way to Cornell belongs here. We all belong here because we have the skills necessary to succeed in this amazingly challenging but immensely rewarding environment. Think back to our lowest common academic denominator, kindergarten, where we all learned some of life's most valuable lessons. If you survived kindergarten, you have developed 4 traits that will guide you through the 4 years ahead. The first trait, creativity. Whether your medium was wooden blocks and Legos, all you engineers, or paints, crayons, and Play-Doh, you fine arts folks, or the grass of the playground, where you searched for minuscule life forms, that would be the natural scientists. In kindergarten, you all used your minds to create or discover unique and beautiful things. This capacity is crucial at Cornell. The second trait, teamwork. It's hard to have a mock tea party by yourself or to succeed at a game of kickball alone. We learned to ask for help when necessary and to share our tools, toys, ideas, and listening ears when our friends needed assistance. Remember that Cornell is a community. You will hear that often here. I hope you will share your skills, wisdom, and enthusiasm with others and seek theirs in return while at Cornell. The third trait, joy. As kindergartners, we viewed this world with wide eyes. Even quotidian pedestrian marvels excited us. At this Ivy League ivory tower, you are not above laughter, dancing, singing, and celebration. There will be time here to be serious and to work hard, but there will also be time to take pride in your work. Joy comes from being satisfied as a full person, not simply existing as a walking brain. While you are here, focus on your studies, but also find a sport, performing art, or other extracurricular activity to supplement your life. Use your 5 senses to perceive and reflect joyfully on the world around you. The final and most important trait for your time at Cornell, wonder. Fortunately, we are not as wise as King Solomon, and thus for us, there is plenty new under the sun. You have ahead of you the reverse journey of Odysseus. Your adventure started when you arrived in Ithaca, not when you left. Explore this city and the surrounding lands. Explore the amazing gems of respite at the Cornell plantations. Explore not only places, but also knowledge and experiences. Take classes that are outrageously different from anything you've studied before. Join a club or activity that tests your boundaries. Cornell is a wonderful place. Seek out opportunities to experience this wonder in all you do here. With 0 minutes left, let me simply say, Welcome to your adventure. Welcome to your odyssey. Welcome, class of 2015.
Thank you, Derek. I would now like to introduce the Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club, directed by Scott Tucker, who will perform Felices Ter.
Good morning. My name is Hannah Milliken, and I am the co-chair of the Orientation Steering Committee. I'm a senior in the School of Industrial and Labor Relations from Irvine, California. I'm an only child with two dogs. I play the piano, and my favorite color, believe it or not, is brown. So, now that you know the basics, I'm going to let you in on my most personal, most shocking, deepest, darkest secret. I can see the future. I can see the future, and the future is bright. I can see the future, and it's exciting, exhilarating, and fun. I can see the future, and it's full of opportunities. But let's back up a little bit and start small. First, let's talk about the next few days. In the next 4 days, you will have a chance to participate in hundreds of activities. The Orientation Steering Committee alone has specifically designed over 35 events to help you get to know the campus and your new classmates. By the end of this week, you will have learned that orientation is a time when you can simply walk up to someone, smile, ask their hometown, and have a new friend. Don't miss that opportunity. In the next 4 days, you will look in your little red book, find an event, and go, even if your entire hall doesn't want to go with you. You'll see a lot of cool stuff, like a lecture on the 1970s from the ILR School's own professor, Jefferson Cowie, tonight, a laser light show on Sunday, and a carnival with games and inflatables on Monday. If you attend as many events as possible in the future, you won't regret wasting your one and only orientation. Now let's move on to something a little bigger. Today is the start of 4 amazing years, so let me tell you what the future holds. You now belong to a family that includes some of the greatest minds of our generation and some of the best research taking place in the world. Cornell's curriculum is rich with interesting classes and chances for learning. One of my favorite classes during my time on the Hill is Work, Labor, and Capital in the Global Economy. But if that doesn't sound interesting to you, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's okay, because in the future, you'll find tons of enticing courses in any area you wish to study. Let me give you one piece of advice that I anticipate you'll need in the morning once the weather gets cold. Go to class. I can tell you with some confidence that they're useful and interesting, and with even more confidence that they're expensive. That being said, academics will not be the only means by which you define yourself in the future. You will use Cornell to cultivate your personal identity by getting involved in activities outside of class. If you challenge yourself to explore environments that are unfamiliar, you will gain a more in-depth look into who you are and who you want to be. In my own time here at Cornell, I've become involved in extracurriculars, joined a sorority, and completed a summer internship in Tokyo, Japan. Exploring these opportunities has helped me recognize who I am as a person and as a leader, and I urge you to explore your interests as well. If you do, in the future, you'll have a lot more interesting things to say than I'm an ILRE focusing on human resources from outside of Los Angeles. I remember 3 years ago when I was in your shoes, the excitement, the nervousness, and the sense of being a little, okay, a lot overwhelmed. But as someone who can see the future, I promise you, everything will work out just fine. I'm not saying it will be easy. The future holds challenges and trials. There will be times when you feel lost, confused, and angry. There will even be times when you feel that you aren't good enough to be here. But let me assure you, you are good enough, you are smart enough, and you can handle this. How do I know? Because I can see the future. I can see the future, and it offers chances for learning, growth, and fun. I can see the future, and it holds memories that will make awesome moments. I can see the future, and today is just the beginning. I wish you the best of luck in all your endeavors on campus, and I hope you will realize the potential that your future holds. Thank you. And now I would like to introduce a board-certified cardiologist, a university administrator, a saxophonist and jazz aficionado, an advocate for the arts and humanities, and Cornell University's 12th president, David J. Scorton.
Good morning, everyone. This is a big day for all of us, and as Hannah just said, among many other very interesting and useful things, many of us today are excited and nervous. How many fall into that category of nervous? Let's see those hands. Well, as you look up here on the stage, you see a lot of self-possessed people, and you're probably thinking, students and parents, why am I nervous and why do they look so cool? Well, there are three people up here who are also nervous, and they are parents of students out there, Laura Brown, Barb Knuth, and Charlie Flager. Let's see the nervous people. We are all in this together. I want to welcome the new students, the families, all the other Cornellians to this new academic year, and those of you of the Muslim faith, I wish you a blessed Ramadan. As I think you could tell by these fabulous presentations you heard from my colleagues behind me, this is a strong and a positive and a diverse and a fascinating community. And we are very, very glad that all of you are going to be and are now part of the Cornell family. So the first thing I want to say to you is welcome to the Cornell family. Cornell's founder, Ezra Cornell, aspired to establish a university, to quote our famous motto, where any person can find instruction in any study. In your diversity of backgrounds and interests, you, our newest students, are proof of the power of the founder's vision, which has shaped this university for nearly 150 years. You first-year students, in fact, already have a special place in Cornell history, because most of you will graduate in 2015 during Cornell's year-long celebration of its 150th birthday, and you will be known throughout the generations as the sesquicentennial class of Cornell University. Congratulations. Now, members of the sesquicentennial class come from 48 states, plus DC, plus Puerto Rico, and 45 countries worldwide. I don't know why Arkansas and Nebraska snubbed us this year. But you were selected from over 36,000 applicants for freshman admission, an all-time high, and the highest in the Ivy League. One-fifth of you self-identify as underrepresented minorities, and about one-tenth of you are international students. Transfer students, too, come from all across the country and around the world, and this year, over 13%, in fact, are international students. Together, the first-year students and the transfer students exemplify what our founder meant by any person, talented people from all backgrounds and all circumstances. As Hannah said, we have no doubt that all of you can continue to excel during your time at Cornell, and we look forward to your energy, your distinctive perspectives, and your good ideas that you will bring and through which you will change this community. Now, the other part of our famous founding motto, the any study part, is also important to your experience at Cornell, as you've heard. And I encourage you, as my colleagues already have, to explore the broad and varied opportunities for intellectual and personal growth that are available to you as Cornell students, on campus, in the wider community, and throughout our world. Within Cornell's 14 colleges and schools, we offer more than 4,000 courses, nearly 80 undergraduate majors, more than 90 graduate and professional fields of study, dual degrees, interdisciplinary majors, some of the best and most wide-ranging academic programs in the world. Cornell is a science and technology powerhouse, but it is also a superb place for studying the indispensable areas of knowledge, the arts and the humanities, the social sciences, and of course, a very wide range of distinguished professional fields. We have educational and research programs literally all over the world, as well as very strong ties to our home communities, Ithaca and New York City, and the whole state of New York. So my first piece of advice is to take advantage of the university's size and scope. Two, as you've heard, discover your passion. Challenge yourself, feed your intellectual curiosity, and achieve whatever personal and career goals you will set. My second piece of advice is to get to know your professors. Next week's Explore workshops will introduce you to some of Cornell's outstanding faculty members, and there are so many, and the fascinating subjects that they study and that they teach. The workshops are marked with an exclamation point in your orientation booklet, and they will give you a taste, just a taste, of what is waiting for you intellectually throughout this place of learning and inquiry. You'll find that Cornell professors are not only among the most informed and innovative, and as you heard, curious people in the world, but are also approachable and engaging. And they truly care about you as students, and they truly care about you as people. Richard Light, in his book, Getting the Most Out of College, advises students to get to know one professor each semester very well, and I think that's a terrific piece of advice. I encourage you to connect with your professors during office hours, after class, through residence hall programs and the Carol Tatcon Center on North Campus. You are likely to remember your time with these professors and perhaps even keep in touch with some of them for the rest of your lives. To get you started on the right foot academically, I call your attention to the Essential Guide to Academic Integrity at Cornell, which all new students should have received, but you can find a copy online if you need one. Academic integrity, that is honesty in how you represent your intellectual work and that of others, is expected not only in your coursework, but in all aspects of our educational process. This very useful and clearly written guide will help you understand Cornell's requirements and expectations for academic integrity and your responsibility to abide by them. My third piece of advice, which is to underscore what some of my learned colleagues have already told you, is to take good care of yourself while you're here at Cornell. Especially in these last lazy days of summer, enjoy our campus and the surrounding areas, including our beautiful gorges, where you can read the geological history that shaped our region in the rock formations, and where you can refresh your mind and your spirit. But please be aware of the dangers of the rushing water and the slippery rocks. Stay on established trails. Please obey warning signs. And please do not swim or wade in the water, no matter how tempting it seems. Swimming in the gorges is not only extremely dangerous, it's illegal. So please don't swim in these areas for your own safety. Cornell has a tradition of freedom with responsibility. You will have extraordinary, and perhaps in your life, unprecedented freedom here to pursue your dreams and to explore the world. But with that freedom comes the responsibility to behave in ways that reflect your intelligence and your own good sense. Whether it's respecting the dangers of the gorges, whether it's saying no to high-risk drinking, whether it's avoiding other behaviors that are high risk, including hazing, that can have serious and even deadly consequences. And remember, to me, your health and mental and emotional well-being is the most important thing. Please take time to check in with yourself periodically and get help if you need it. Cornell is big and bustling and quite possibly a long way from your home, but it is a caring community. The Dean of Students' Office, your Residence Hall Director, Gannett Health Services, the faith communities of our wonderful Cornell United Religious Work, Cornell Career Services, the Learning Strategy Center, and of course your college advising offices are among the places that you can turn for help and where you will get help. Fourth, make an effort to get to know the students and staff in your new home who come from an astonishing variety of backgrounds and from all over the world. You'll find that they are friendly and approachable and eager to learn from you. Yes, to learn from you and also to share what they know. I encourage you to engage with and to enjoy the diversity of this community with an open heart and with an open mind. Now, tomorrow afternoon, my wife, Professor Robin Davison, Robin, please be recognized. We'll be moving into one of the dorms just to make the students in that dorm miserable for another week. All of you who will be living in Mary Donlan, raise your hands. I apologize to you. As you see the back of your families and think to yourself, yes, my college career has begun. Those of you in Donlan, a few minutes later, will see Robin and me trundle down the hall with our wheelies. We'd like to get to know you better on your own turf. We'll be in room 118, and we have a simple rule. If the door is open, knock and come in. If the door is closed, go away. I also will be leading a small group discussion of Homer and Langley, the fabulous student reading selection, thanks to our Vice Provost for Undergraduate Education and parent, Laura Brown. On Monday afternoon, I found it to be a fascinating book, taking some liberties with the facts, but I guess that's the way literature is. And I hope you will not take this book as a blueprint for how to design your room. Don't do it. Next week, I'll also be introducing one of the Tapestry of Possibilities sessions. You will find the Tapestry of Possibilities sessions fascinating, mind-expanding, and heart-expanding. A student theater troupe will get us all talking about the complexities and the opportunities of diversity on this campus and in this world. The session I'm going to introduce of Tapestry is for transfer students, and I like to do that because I was a transfer student way back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Now, when you see Robin or me or any of these folks in front of you on campus or in years to come, please stop us and say hello and introduce yourself. We all want to get to know you better. And although we are a large community, in fact, maybe because we are such a large community, it's very important that we all put in extra effort to get to know each other. I invite you to email me with a concern or suggestion. And despite the fact that my assistants shake their head whenever I do this in public, my private email address is david.scorton@cornell.edu. Of course, I'd like you first to check with the people most directly responsible for addressing your concerns, a professor, an RA, a staff member, but do not hesitate to contact me. I hope you're hearing me. Do not hesitate to contact me if you need something that I can do to help you. Now, finally, a word to the parents and family members and friends of the students who are here this morning. Sending a student to college is a major transition, not only for the student, but for the family. And it's just as much a transition for all of us in the families as it is for those on campus. Now, take it from someone who has only fairly recently completed the adventure of parenting a college student. You parents and family members will continue to be a very important and significant part of your student's life while she or he is at Cornell. Stay in touch with email, text, phone calls, Skype, FaceTime, whatever all these things are, Facebook. Come back to campus for first family weekend if you can. It's a ball. And throughout the college years, listen carefully to your student. Offer suggestions tactfully. Give love and support unequivocally. And in the great majority of cases, try hard, try very, very hard to let your daughters and sons find their own way to solve their own problems themselves. This is part of the experience as well. They will make mistakes, but usually they will be stronger and more resilient and better able to face the next problem by solving the one that appears today. But of course, if you suspect that something is wrong, family members, beyond the normal, expected ups and downs of college life, of course, we want you to utilize the resources in the family guide. And if all else fails and you want to, you too should feel free to email me at david.scorton@cornell.edu. And I or someone on the senior leadership team will be back in touch with you. Together, faculty and staff and students and families, we will make sure the Cornell years are a time of positive growth and learning and the foundation of future success and joy. So, members of the class of 2015, the sesquicentennial class, transfer students, families, welcome to Cornell. You've come to a unique and life-changing place and the start of a tremendous, tremendous adventure, a place of unusual diversity and vast opportunity where any person, any study still resonates after 150 years, a place where faculty, staff, and students together learn and discover and create and act to lift the world's burdens, a place where we care about and support each other and take responsibility for our own well-being and for that of the person next to us, a place of endless possibilities, a place that I know will become part of you as you become part of us. The sesquicentennial class of 2015, new transfer students, parents, and family, welcome to Cornell. I am so glad that you are here. Thank you. Now, another one of the beautiful, beautiful resonant features of life at Cornell is the choral tradition. You have the best of our choral tradition in front of you. I want you to take just a moment to recognize these fabulous singers and Professor Tucker, who makes it possible. And I want to share one more piece of wisdom. I'm going to refer you to the words of the alma mater that are in your book. But if you get stuck sometime, especially in front of a camera, as I often do, and you don't know the words, say the words silently to yourself, peas and carrots, peas and carrots, peas and carrots, and it will look like you know the words. Please stand and join us in the Alma Mater. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your day. Enjoy orientation week. And those of you in Donlin, I'm sorry. Have a good day.